Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei. It says, HaMocher Rosh Behema Gasa, one who sells the head of a large animal, Lo Machar Eser Raglayim. That sale does not include the legs. Machar Eser Raglayim, Lo Machar Eser Rosh. And if he sold the legs, it does not include the head. Machar Eser Hakone, Lo Machar Eser Kaved. Machar Eser Kaved, Lo Machar Eser Hakone. One who sold the, really means the trachea, but we'll see, Rav's going to tell us it means the lungs. It refers to where the trachea comes out of. Has not sold the liver, and if he sold the liver, he hasn't sold the trachea, the lungs. So the basic pshat there is, we elaborated in previous Mishnayos, that something has chashivas, has importance unto itself, so you would have to specify those important things. So if you only said, I'm selling you the head, or the legs, or the lungs, or the liver of a large animal, is not considered to have sold anything else. Aval badaka, when it comes to a smaller animal, mocher es harosh, mocher es raglayim, selling the head, saying, I'll sell you this head, includes the legs. It's understood the legs are included. Mocher es raglayim, if he sold the legs, lo mocher es harosh, however, sold the legs, he is not considered to have also sold the head. Yeah? Mocher es hakone, if he sold the trachea, which again refers to the lungs, mocher es hakove, that he has sold the liver, mocher es hakove, lo mocher es hakone. But the other way around, not. If he sold the liver, he has not sold the trachea or the lungs. Okay, so it seems to be, again, a simple idea of chashivas, that when it comes to a smaller animal, the lesser organs are not considered all that chashiv, and they go with the regular way of speech that it went with the mention of a more chashiv organ. The reason I mentioned this before we see the Rav is Rav isn't going to say too much here in the Mishnah. So Rav says, Lo mocher es raglayim, if he sold the head of a large animal, he's not sold the legs. But Tosefta Tanya, and at Tosefta it teaches, the med devor amurim b'malkam shlo nagel. When is this true? When the minhag was not like that. In a place where the minhag was like that, meaning in a place where the minhag was that upon selling the head, one also sells the legs, then it'll go like whatever the minhag is. So all these mishnayos, really, a lot of them have that rule. That's a stam. You could specify, you could, if the place, it's understood in that place that a certain expression means something in particular, obviously it will mean that. Mocher sakana, one sold the trachea, and again, the Rav explains, esari'i, that means the rea is the lung. It's called by the trachea of it. I mean, the lung has a pipe extending from it. The kana really means a reed or a pipe. That's the trachea. That's why it refers to the lungs. That's Mishnah Vav. Arba midos memochim. There are four midos, really four dinim we're going to see in transactions. Machalo chitim yafos unim tzoros. What if he sold him supposedly good grain and it turned out to be bad? The buyer can obviously go back on the sale, return the item. If the deal was, I'm selling you low-quality stuff and it came out better, the seller apparently didn't realize he had sold him better quality stuff, can go back on the deal. The deal was that it was lower quality, and that is indeed what it turned out to be. Good quality, and that's what it turned out to be. No one can go back on the deal even if they would have some other reason to. If it was a reddish or brown type of grain and it turned out to be white, it was supposed to be reddish or brown, it turned out to be white. Or the other way around, it was supposed to be white and it turned out to be reddish or brown. It was supposed to be olive wood and it turned out to be sycamore wood. So the other way around. It was supposed to be wine and it turned out to be vinegar. Or it was supposed to be vinegar and it turned out to be wine. And all of these last cases, both of them can go back on the deal, either the buyer or the seller. Says the Rav here, Dalad Midos. Dinim Chalukim Zemi said, the Midos don't mean measurements exactly. It refers to that there are four separate dinim, meaning there's four scenarios, is what we end up spelling out over here, where different people involved in the deal can go back on the deal. So the first setup was Machalo Chitim Yafos. He sold him good grain, good wheat. Hisne Imo, he made a condition with him. She eating lo chitim yafos v'nim tzoros. He said he's going to give him good grain, good wheat, and they came out to be bad wheat. Haviki ono, that is like ono, that is like monetary abuse, taking advantage of. Lekach, therefore, yochel achzer vo mi shenis ane. Whoever was taken advantage of can go back on the deal, bilvat, only that person. Dehulokech, in this case, it's the buyer. The seller can't go back on this deal. Even if, let's say, the wheat went up in value, so there would be some reason for the seller to want his wheat back, you know, make a better deal with someone else. Even so, being that he cheated the buyer, he has no ability to have any say if he wants to go back on the deal. Okay, then the next setup was, it turned out to be exactly what they said. It should be, Ein echo mehem yochal achshav. No one can go back on the deal in that case. Afil hukru ohuzlu. Even again, if the item went up or down in price, and therefore one of them wants to go back on the deal, they can't. If what was given was what was agreed upon, then the deal is done. V'lomotzi lokeach lemimar, the buyer cannot say, ani leyoflos niskavanti, I really wanted good stuff. Even though we said bad stuff, I wanted good stuff. V'hai da'amin arose, this that I said, bad items, lower quality, mishum du ra yirma lekona. The buyer always says that the quality is bad. But clearly I wanted good things. V'chein ifcho, and so to the opposite. Lo matzi mocha lememar, the seller cannot say, ani leros niskavanti, I was clearly intending to sell lower quality things. V'hai da'amin ayofos, and this that I said, I'm going to give you a good quality, and that's what it turned out to be. V'derech ha'mocha lo malara tov, because the seller always says that the lower quality stuff is good. Neither one can make the deal. Again, if the item is what was agreed upon, then the deal is done. If it was supposed to be shechamtis, which the Rav says is aduma, red, kol chum, any time it says brown, it really means, the targumin in shchum, the targum is always this word. The name says lavona, pardon me, and turn out to be white. Vika denichalei b'hai, there are those who like having, who prefer having the darkish, reddish-brown one, and those who prefer having the white one. Any such case is considered a mekachtos, a mistaken transaction entirely, for both of them. And therefore both of them can go back on the deal. As opposed to the case we had where he was supposed to have sold him good quality and it turned out to be lower quality, everybody likes the good quality. That's why both of them don't have the ability to go back on it, just the one who was taken advantage of. There are those who would prefer to have wine and those who would prefer to have vinegar. I mean, both usages are valid. No one objectively always prefers wine or vinegar, depending on what you need. So therefore, both of them can go back on the deal. It's a mekachtos. Let's read through. We're going to wait for Zion for tomorrow. So I apologize. I have a bit of a cold in my